This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, that weak cold front that passed through the Columbia Basin Thursday didn't bring any moisture, but the winds yesterday and the cooler temperatures today are certainly impactful. Most farms had high temperatures in the 90 to 95 degree range on Thursday. Hottest was Moses Lake, the Tri-Cities, and Yakima areas with around 100 degrees. The extreme temperatures combined with low humidity around 20% and winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour in some areas really zapped the moisture with crop water use just on Thursday between a third and half inch. Now get ready for a week of high crop water use with alfalfa, onions, peas, early potatoes, and tree fruit needing between 2 and 2.25 inches. Lawns and early corn 1.5 inches and melons about 1.25 inches. Irrigation will be important as little or no rain is expected the rest of June. This lack of rain, though, will be good for hay cutting, curing, and baling. You can plan on afternoon humidity getting down into the 20 to 25% range. Light to locally moderate dew is expected to form most nights in irrigated fields, but could be less on Tuesday night with stronger breezes. Spraying conditions will be favorable with light winds, especially in the morning. Now, yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center updated the El Niño advisory and is calling for a slightly better than even chance for the weak El Niño to continue into the fall and winter. For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.